Hey, if they're going to get in a bowl, so if they can, possibly. But, Tom, thanks for your call. We'll see how those Kentucky Wildcats end up. It's time to bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas, for this week's edition of Inside the Numbers. Mike, how are you doing?
Doing great, Coach. Baseball season is over with, a great World Series, and now we look at Week 10. Yeah. Hard to believe, Week 10 of college football.
What'd you dress up as last night and go trick-or-treating as, huh?
An old man in a white T-shirt and the lights, the front porch light off so I wouldn't be bothered by the kids.
You stole my costume right there. You did it. That's what happens when you get our age. All right, Mike, of course, we got things kicked off last night with a couple of games, very important games tomorrow. But before we get to that, anything from last week you want to bring up?
Well, last week's games, the marquee games, are certainly going to be better than this week's as far as numbers. But we do have some good games. We've got Florida, Georgia, and you've got SMU, Memphis. That's a big game in the American Conference. Last week, you know, Oklahoma losing, big surprise there. They were a 23-point favorite.
That game was not as surprising to me as some, just because I know what Chris Klieman's about and the culture that he creates. And he's going to be like Bill Snyder at Kansas State before it's over with. You mark my word on that. All right, let's get into this week's games. We'll start out that first game you mentioned, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party down in Jacksonville. Number 8, Georgia. Number 6, Florida. That's the 3:30 CBS game. Both teams, of course, had a bye week last week. And this is the de facto championship game for the SEC East. I don't care what anybody else says. The loser is going to be eliminated from college football playoff talk, and each has one loss right now. Georgia, an ugly loss at home against South Carolina. Florida, in my opinion, a much more quality loss on the road at LSU. The Bulldogs, they're expected to be in Atlanta, and I don't know if it's because they've been so recently or if those Georgia Bulldogs are still just caught up in Kirby's going to lead us to the promised land. I'm not sure. Florida, you got to look at Dan Mullen and say he's ahead of schedule of where everyone thought he would be, because don't tell me that the Gators got to Atlanta in 2015 and 2016 under Jim McElwain. The SEC East was rotten then, and besides this Gator team, it has a different vibe to it.
No doubt. This Florida team can score. The 2015 and 16 Gators offense, they were just anemic. Interesting line movement in this game. Georgia opened 6.5, then it went down to 4.5. Now it's back to 6.5 again. The total's around 46. And Coach, the Bulldogs routed the Gators each of the last two seasons. They won 36-16 last year, 42-7 in 2017. I'm not sure if it's going to be a blowout this week. I look for the Gators to keep it close, at least until the fourth quarter. This game obviously is going to have a significant impact on the college football playoffs. My power ratings include 5 SEC teams in the top 11. Only one, maybe two SEC teams can make it to the playoffs. So this game's big, not only for the SEC, but also the national picture.